But God is great all around us. You know, a lot of times we're looking for a lot of different things, and God is showing you things, but you don't see them.
Yeah.
Like when you wake up in the morning, and the sun is already up.
Yeah.
Right, and it seems to happen every day. Every day, the sun just keep coming up. And things just keep growing all over. And we have a tendency to be looking for miracles when we're standing in the middle of one. Actually, you are a living miracle. Bob, I think about some of the things I done put myself, my body through, and my body still jump back. Well, you believe for something that you are. Greater is he that is. He is in the world. God is great all around us. He's great everywhere. But we cannot forget that he's great on the inside. You know, if you forget that he's great on the inside, then him being great on the outside won't affect you. Do you understand that? If I just know that God is great everywhere else, but in here, then I cancel myself out the plan. I've canceled the power on the inside of me. Greater is he that is than he that is in the God, we thank you. Amen. You may be seated. Matthew chapter 6. One of the number one components about the apostolic, when we talk about the apostolic, one of the number one words that we use and we say the word is order. Everybody say order.
Order.
Come on, say it again. Say order.
Order.
One more time, say order. So the apostolic puts things in order. It puts us in order. Not only puts the organization, the organization, or put the church, but it puts us individually. It puts you in order. It puts me in order. All right. You see, what does that mean? You put me in a sequence. Everybody say sequence. It's an order to things. There's a way that things go. You don't put your signal light on after your turn. I hope you don't. Right, there's an order. There's a reason it's called a signal light. It's signaling where you're going. So you got to do it before.
Yeah.
Right? You turn it on before. Don't be like them people that turn on right when you're about to turn. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We forgive them, Lord. We forgive them in Jesus' name. But you put it on before you turn. You don't put it on after. There's an order. Everybody say order. Everybody say sequence. It's almost like you don't put your undergarments on before you put your outer garments. Right? There's an order to things. You don't start brushing your teeth before you put the toothpaste on. Lord, please. Everybody say order.
Order.
Come on, say sequence.
Sequence.
There's an order to things. I was opening a garage door. I was opening the garage door at Apostle House. And if you know, sometimes you got the buttons, you press the numbers to open the garage door. And I can remember I got to the garage door and all the numbers were rubbed off. It had been, you know, been pressed so much, there were no numbers, but I knew the order. I knew to hit boom, boom. I ain't gonna press it right now because somebody gonna be on TV like, oh, okay, that's how to get in the garage, right? But I knew the order that the numbers were in, even though the numbers weren't there. Y'all better listen to me real quick. I knew the sequence. And then the Lord started talking to me. He said, it really ain't about the numbers, it's the sequence. It's the pattern that you hit them in made the door open. It wasn't the numbers, because the numbers were gone. The numbers were rubbed off. So it wasn't the numbers that were given the power for the door to be open, but it was the sequence. Some of y'all got locks on your phone right now, huh? How many of y'all got locks on your phone? You got locks on your phone? You know your code. What's your code? Don't say it out loud. Amen. Right? Your code can be four numbers, but you can put those numbers in. You can have them. You can have the numbers. Let's say your code was 1234. You can have the numbers. You can have them. You know number one, number two, number three, number four, right? But if you don't put them in order, it won't unlock. If you put 4321, it's the right numbers. Wrong. Wrong. And it is as simple as putting them in order. Sometimes we are praying and calling and fasting when we really just need to put things in order. We really need to rearrange some of our priorities and rearrange some of the ways that we see how faith works. Everybody say order.
Order.
Everybody say sequence.
Sequence.
Now, I'm here to encourage you. There's nothing wrong with you. Your faith is not failing. Amen. You don't have a problem in belief. You don't have a doubt issue. The biggest issue you have is an order issue. Sometimes we're saying things when we should be receiving them. Sometimes we are praying when we should be listening. Order. Everybody say order. Come on, say it again. Say order. Now, I learned order from Apostle. He's, Leroy Jr. said it last week when he taught, and I remember when Apostle said it. He said, don't move till you see what I'm saying. I said it right, huh? Don't act until you see what I'm saying. But what's the wrong order? To go off and do something and then find out what he's saying. I'm going to go do what I want to do and then ask God to bless it. I would see these people would leave, and go off in the ministry, and they come and say, God told them to do something. And when you know God tell them to do something, that means you got to shut up. There ain't no more order now. They didn't try to usurp the order. God said for me to go out now. So ain't nothing else to say. We just got to let you go because God is the order, right? Yeah, you're trying to usurp the order. And I would see them go and they want to do something and then come and ask the apostle to bless it. But he's really trying to come ask the apostle to fix it now because you done messed something up. Because you done went out of order. Paul, Apostle Paul said, I'm concerned for you. He said, I'm concerned that you have been you've been deceived by, subtly. And he said it subtly. He said by the serpent. He said you've been deceived from the simplicity that is in Christ. I said, well, is Christ really simple? Well, sometimes it don't feel like that, but it only gets complicated when you're out of order. You will wear yourself out trying to put that wrong code in your phone. And you got an iPhone that's gonna lock up on you. Lock up 5 minutes, and if you get it wrong again, 15 minutes. I had somebody had one locked all day long. Because you keep putting the wrong order. I learned order from Apostle. Apostle called me a couple, last week. And y'all know my life has changed recently. So, amen. My life has changed. My life has changed. Everything is rearranged. Everything rearranged. In a good way. Some stuff I didn't know I needed. Thank God. Amen. But I was I've been moving around a lot. We've been moving around and doing different things. And so last Thursday, the prayer was going on. And I said it to her. She can be a tell. I said, God dog, we got prayer tonight. But I still was going. I said, well, maybe they're going to excuse me tonight. I'm going to move some stuff, right? And, of course, Apostle, in apostolic fashion, called me and said, hey, where you at? Where you at right now? I said, I'm turning around. He said, come on, you need to get to prayer. You can't be missing prayer like that. I said, yes, sir, amen. So I pull up, and I came in the back door in the prayer. And he says something to me at the end, and we've learned this, me and my siblings learned this, and we're learning this over and over again. He says something to me walking down the hall, and he wasn't just getting us an order, and he said, you always take care of God's work, and God take care of everything for you. Amen. Everybody say order.
Order.
Come on, say it again, say order.
Order.
I've learned there's a scripture in the Bible that says, build the house of the Lord first, and then build your house. That's what I'm saying. I tried to talk to some friends about this years ago. There were things they wanted to do and missions that they have and dreams that they had and gifts that they thought they were walking in and they wanted to go in. I said, hey, stop all that. Stop. I was meeting them right up. I said, stop. Stop doing what you're doing. Listen, I understand what you want to do, but you can't get fruit somewhere you haven't sown. So I said, listen, chill out. Your time is coming. What you want is in there. It's going to birth, but you need to build the house of the Lord first. If you're doing marketing, let's market for Apostle. If you're doing right, let's write his book. If you, whatever you're doing, let's do it at the church first. Because I build the house of the Lord first. And then I build my house. Really, the truth is, when I build the house of the Lord, God will build my house.
Amen.
A lot of our struggles are because we're out of
order.
And it's simple. It's all alignment. It's all getting back aligned in order. It's very simple. I watch Apostle. I say, he say, I ain't asked for all this stuff. He said, I just did what the Lord told me to do. I was trying to please the Lord. And the Lord was pleased with me and began to add all these things. Accommodation and consolidation. Y'all remember the word? Some of y'all might remember. Some of y'all remember. There'll be no conflicting cause. Hadn't been a conflicting cause since.
Amen.
He wasn't on his knees talking about, Lord, give me accommodation and consolidation. Lord, please send me to the nations. Lord, I need a plane to fly. Hope they're watching online, some of them preachers. Lord, I want to do this. Lord, use me here. Lord, you know what? None of that. Thy kingdom come. What will thou have me to do?
Yes, sir.
Y'all better listen to what Mary told an angel. He said, be it unto me a call. Now, what you want me to do? What am I supposed to do? Paul said it when he was Saul, got knocked off the beast.
Yes.
See, the system is a beast. This world system is a beast. Want me to tell you who else a beast? Yeah, self is a beast. They got to knock you off that beast. He said, Lord, who art thou? So we get identity. Lord, who art thou? Lord, who art thou? He said, I'm Jesus. I'm the one you're persecuting. Every time you're out of order, you're persecuting Jesus. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. No. Every time we're moving out of sequence, it becomes persecution to Christ. He said, I'm Jesus. I'm the one you persecute. He said, Lord, he changed, what would thou have me to do? Then the instructions come and Paul is able to move because he sees what God is saying. When is the last time, and check yourself, how many times have you moved without seeing what God was saying? How many times have you moved because you wanted to do something? And it might have been a good thing. But it's out of. Matthew chapter 6. It's sequence. Everybody say sequence again. Sequence. Everybody say order. Say I must do things in order. Now watch this. The order makes it easy. Jesus makes a statement. I can't go to the scripture right now because I want to stay in chapter 6. But he says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. That means you working hard because you're doing it out of order. You started doing stuff before you came to me. Watch how many times Jesus say, come to him. John 5:39 say, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. But you won't come to me. Come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. Now, come unto me. I had a scripture earlier, in Matthew 15. He says, they draw nigh to me with their lips. But their heart is far from me. I wrote down close lips, far heart. We quick to say Jesus is our Savior. Y'all know it. Amen. He saved me a long time ago. And we quick to sing the songs. But living the lifestyle in a dogmatic way. In a way that's over the top. If ain't nobody telling you you're over the top, you ain't doing it right. If nobody told you you're doing too much, you ain't doing enough. See, Jesus, I love Jesus. Oh, man, I love him. I love Jesus. Oh, man, I can't. Oh, God. I love Jesus because he demands himself out of me. Y'all ain't heard what I said. I love Jesus because he demands himself out of me. He looks at me and he's not going to let me just be Montrell. No, he said, you got to be Christ. He said, Christ in you. God is in you. I'm going to squeeze. I'm going to kill you until you resurrect this Jesus. I won't allow you to be mediocre. I won't allow you to be like everybody else. They already doing that. There's something else. Let me encourage you. There's something else on the inside of you. And when God challenges you, he's only squeezing out of you what's already in there. What he put in there since the beginning. He's actually pulling himself out of you. Yes. your dogmatic way. In a way that, where there is no other way to do it but the way Jesus did it. Where there is no other decision to make but the decision that Jesus would make.
Yes, sir.
We made it cute. What would Jesus do? Y'all remember that, huh? We made it real cute. We thought about letting people turn in front of us at the road and all that. And all that's fine. But what about the rest of the decisions? Order. Sequence. Now, Jesus puts us in order. Jesus makes a statement. See, I didn't come to do away with the law and the prophets. I come to fulfill it. I'm trying to put everything
in order. Yeah. That's good, sir.
Matthew chapter 6, I've been reading this, I've been reading it, listening to it, and reading it, and listening to it, and reading and listening to it. I can't remember, I don't even know how many days I've been reading and listening to it in a row. Just read it every day, listen to it every day. I think it's one of the most powerful chapters in the Bible. And it's so simple if you just take the time to look and see what he's saying to you. Put you in order. The words of Jesus are too powerful to skim over. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, if you don't, amen, loud, amen.
Amen.
They're too powerful to be skimming over like you knew them already.
Amen.
Y'all know we do it, right? We're too powerful. We get distracted from the simplicity. There's a lot of things, listen, that we're toiling and working hard for that we don't have to. Right? He says, my yoke is, and my burden is. That means there's a yoke. Yeah, you got to put something on. And there's something you got to carry. But if you learn of me, meek and lowly, in heart, you'll find rest for your soul. And then now you won't be laboring heavy laden. It'll be easy and light. Still got to do the work. But it's easy and it's. I remember my uncle teaching how to use a hammer. And you got to let the hammer work. If anybody knows, you gotta let the hammer work. I used to be watching him. We are, you know, doing something, and he put the nail in it. Wham! One time the nail go in. I'm like, man, I'm up here doing like this. I'm trying to watch my thumb, trying to make sure I don't hit my finger. He didn't knock the whole fence down before I done hit one. Wham! And he said, look, you gotta let the hammer do what it's doing. It's built that way for a reason. Y'all gotta hear me. It's built that way for a reason. But if you don't use the tool right or out of order, you won't get the results.
Yeah.
He said, you're gripping it too tight, son.
Lord Jesus.
You gotta let it go. He said, then you still holding on to it, but when you let it go, it's gonna do the work. Using a sledgehammer. Anybody use a sledgehammer before? Yeah, Lord have mercy. Try to pick that sledgehammer up. And I remember all I did was beat her. Just tired. Labor and heavy laden. It's heavy like that for a reason. Let it do the work. All you do is swing it and let it fall. It's going to do it. Right? But I'm using it out of order. I'm not using it the right way. Somebody had to show me how to use it the right way. Wow. Somebody had to show me how to use what I had. Thank God for Apostle. Oh, my God. Thank God for Jesus. Oh, my God. Somebody had to show me how to use. Somebody has to show me how to use what I have.
Yeah.
I got it, but how do I use it? Everybody say, I got it, but how do I use it? Say it again, I got it, but how do I use it?
That's good, sir.
I ain't trying to work hard if I ain't got to work hard. Jesus put it in order. Take heed, verse 6, chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. He's talking about alms. He's talking about giving to the poor. Sometimes you see these people doing charity events. If they videoed it and tried to show it to you, they ain't read the chapter. What you want me to do? Red words. Take heed you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Y'all see all them charity events, they say, they're just trying to get you to give something. They don't believe in money coming. They don't believe in all these things to be added. They don't believe I do the right thing, God gonna supply what I need. They don't believe it. They don't believe it, so they need to do a they're gonna do a video with the little kids on them and try to show you something. Try to play with your emotions. And I'll be sending that money to them people. To be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward. God, dog, he could have said, I ain't gonna give you as much a reward or something. This man said, you ain't gonna have none. You mean to tell me that if I try to show people what I'm doing to be seen of them, I'm not gonna have no reward? You have no reward of your father. Who father it is? Your father, which is in heaven. It's your father, but your father ain't gonna reward you. That's a doggone shame. Take heed. Therefore, when you, listen, I ain't talking to all of them, I'm talking to you. When you do your alms, don't sound a trumpet before the synagogues. Don't sound a trumpet before thee. You need to announce yourself. You know, I'm doing good for the people out there in the streets. As the hypocrites do, you know what a hypocrite is, right? You know what a hypocrite is. Y'all know what a hypocrite is, right? No, I'm asking y'all. Y'all better say amen. You know what a hypocrite is? That's a poser. A hypocrite is somebody that's playing a role, but they ain't living it. A hypocrite is somebody that's acting the cat. They're like actor. But that ain't really who they are. Yeah. In the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Them people looking at them. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand is doing. How do I do that, Lord? If I can feel both of them, how do I not let my left hand know what my right hand is doing? What? How am I supposed to do this? Jesus. He's trying to stress it. Your left hand know what your right hand doing. Verse 4, that thine alms may be in what? Secret, sounds like a mystery. That thy alms may be in secret, and thy father would seeth. You got to catch this. I'm going to show you in the next one. The father only sees in secret. He ain't seeing your outward works. Like he see them, but he ain't see them. Y'all catch me. He see him. He don't see him, though. He see in secret himself. And it's important that he say it himself. He ain't going to send nobody to reward you. He going to do it himself. See how important that is? Do your alms in secret, and the Father would see it in secret. Himself shall reward thee openly. I want to hear the statement, reward thee openly. Reward thee openly. Let me put it in 2022. He's going to reward you openly. And I'm going to tell you what I heard. We're going to read another scripture. But he said, I'm going to reward you. How can I say it? He's going to reward you. No, not give you a reward. You the reward. He's going to reward you. No, not give you a reward. He's going to reward you. Then he describes how he's going to reward you. Watch this. So imagine if you the reward. Say, I'm the reward. Come on, say, the real me is the reward. Say, I'm the reward. Watch this. So he's going to reward you. So he's rewarding you. Like they're giving you as a reward. And how he's giving it. What's the next word? That means he's going to open you up. Y'all, you don't believe it, huh? No, okay. No, he's gonna open openly. If I give it angrily, then I mean I give it mad. Yeah. Right? If I give it sillily, then I don't know if the sillily is a word, but that's the way I gave it, right? So I'm giving the reward openly. So you're openly rewarded. He's going to open you up. Yeah. That's a reward. I'll prove it to you that it's not them things you think is a reward. I'm going to prove it to you in the same chapter. So it ain't them things. So he's saying something else to us. He's saying if you do it in secret, I'm going to see it in secret, and I'm going to open you up in secret. I'm going to open the secret up in you. See, there's secrets hidden on the inside of you. You've been looking for revelation everywhere else, and it's on the inside. Everybody says it's on the inside. And Luke, it says, Lord, where's the kingdom of heaven? Where's the kingdom? He said, it coming out with observation. He don't say, Lord here, Lord there. The kingdom of God is.
Hallelujah. That's good.
He's going to reward you. Openly. He's going to crack you open. Oh, you thought you was open already. Ha ha, you ain't been open yet. No, you got more in there. Say, I got more in here. I say it like you mean it. Say, I got more in here. Say, I don't even know how much I got in here. But he's going to crack you open and reward you. See, you the reward. I got to keep saying it. You the reward. You're the reward. Just say it again. Say, I'm the reward. Say, I'm the open reward.
I'm the open reward.
I heard me say reward you. And let me deal with your prayers. Verse 5. And when you pray, thou shalt not be as the posers, or the fakers, or the stunners. We like to call them in the streets the stunners. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets. Why? There they go. God dog it. You really want somebody to see you that bad, huh? I'd rather God see me in secret than all y'all see me in public. That they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, we're still talking order now. We're still talking order. Everybody say order.
Order.
Come on, say it again, say order.
Order.
Come on, say it again, say order.
Order.
But you, when you praying, enter into thy closet.
Yes, sir.
And when thou hast shut thy door, so you just can't go inside, but you got to shut the door. Everybody say, shut the door.
Shut the door.
Pray to the Father, which is, and I slowed down. It says, pray to the Father, which is in secret. I said, what? Wait, you pray to the Father, which is in secret. That means I can't pray to the Father because he ain't out in public. He's in secret.
Yeah.
The scripture says it right there. Pray to the Father. He inside the closet waiting on you.
Yes.
He on the inside. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. He is on the inside waiting for you to send the prayers in the right direction.
Yes.
In the right order.
Yes.
See, direction and order, they go together.
Yes.
He's trying to get you to, see, you're sending prayers. He's on the inside waiting for you to go inside the closet.
Yes.
Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's in secret.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth well, shall reward you how? And remember now, you are the reward. He's going to open you up from the inside if you're willing to go in the closet. See, everybody wants their reward. They want somebody to pat them on the back. You know them pats on the back be lies, though, right? The same people that pat you on the back will cuss you out. Listen to me. Listen. I done been there. Y'all done been there, too. You say, oh, my God, I didn't know that was in you. Listen. The same people that said, Lord, Lord, to Jesus, were the same that said, give us Barabbas. It's them same fill in the blank. Same one. Pat on the back. The apostle told me a long time. He said, let go in one and out the other. Oh, you did so good today. So, don't nobody care. You did a wonderful job. What if I cracked doing the song? Would you still say I did a wonderful job? In one and out the other. Keep it moving. Good master, he come running. Richard Ruler come running. Good master. Why you call me good? You don't know me like that. Why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but one. That's God. Get out my back with that. With your fake love. I knew it was fake love because when he gave me instructions, he couldn't handle it. He go away sad. He don't want to sell all he had and take up the cross and come follow. Fake love. They come running, get on their knees. Close to me with their lips, far from me with their heart. Y'all understanding me? The Father will see thee in secret, shall reward thee openly. Verse 7, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do. He's talking about the hypocrites and the heathen. God, no. For they think that they should be heard for they much speaking. Saying a lot of prayers. This prayer and that prayer. And a prayer for the morning and a prayer for the evening. And a prayer for your friends and a prayer for your sisters. And this prayer, and much speaking. You're praying all them prayers, and prayers ain't coming to pass. And now your faith take a hit because you think something ain't coming through. Y'all know it. Y'all tell the truth. Y'all know it. Yeah, because out of order. You out of sequence. Prove it to you. Verse 8, you ready? It say, don't be like them. Be therefore not like them. Don't be like them. Don't do it that way. That ain't the way to do it. What's the last line for your what? Keep reading. Read into that. Wait, what? Hold up. Because these are the ones we'll be skimming across. These are the ones we'll be skimming across, and we still be praying super hard. We just asking for a whole bunch. Hold on. Don't be like them. So what they like? They out there trying to get seen by the people, and they're asking for a lot of stuff. Don't be like them. This is Jesus talking, y'all, so don't get mad. Don't throw no stones at me. For, y'all read from 4 to the end of that scripture. Ready, read. Wait, when do you know? When do you know? Sound like order. That sounds like an order. When you start seeing after and before, that's talking about an order. Yeah, like you don't do this before this. Or you do this after this. When you start seeing after and before, it's talking sequence. Yeah. Are y'all seeing me? Everybody say order. So now with the order. So don't be like them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of. Well, that's church over. We didn't just solve all your faith problems. All your believing and calling and believing God for all these years for these things, we just fix it. Read it again. From 4, go. Do you believe that? Oh, y'all answer me real low. It should have been a, yes, I believe it. See, but we stuck on the way that we pray. We stuck on the way that we've been faithing, confessing and believe. We came up and we grew up in word of faith, confessing and believe, and one day it's gonna come to pass. But my Father know you have need of before you pray. He know what I need, the things, before you ask. Are you telling me that I've been asking for stuff that God already know I need it? Could it be possible that I've been asking for stuff that I didn't need?
Yeah.
And that's why my prayers haven't been getting answered. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with your praying, right? But you don't understand that your Father knows what the things you have need of before you ask him. It is finished. Y'all hear me? It is finished. Yeah. So before I asked, he knew it already. So don't be like them. Don't be doing it out of order. You want the openness, you want the openly so much that you do the things like this, and it's out of order. He already know before you ask him. I'm gonna say it again. He knew it before you asked him. Think about your last prayer. He knew it. How do we call, we call God omniscient? He all knowing, don't we? Don't we say he all knowing? Why he don't know what you praying for? I'm about to show you some of these prayers ain't got answered because they wasn't supposed to. They were never supposed to be prayed. Some of your requests was never supposed to be made. Ow. That hurt a little bit. That hurt me a little bit because I know stuff I'd ask for. Thought I was asking for God's will. I know what you need, Jesus. Let me ask for it. Y'all know how we get. Lord, I know what you need to do in this city. I know what you need, Lord. So do this and this and this and this and this. You about to mess everything up. Because you already know. What you have need of before. Now, if you really sit in that scripture, that'll give you some peace. If you really sit in that scripture, it ought to give you some rest. If you really sit in that scripture, it'll calm you down from the worry and the angst that you have had trying to make things manifest. You can't make a tree bear fruit, it bears fruit. We're back there pulling the petals on the flower, trying to make it blossom. It's going to blossom in order. Make it easy, y'all. It's going to make it easy. It need to get easy. Everybody say get easy.
Get easy.
Come on, say it again. It got to get easy. For he knows for the Father, for your Father. Now, I want, it makes it clear that your Father, which means you're a son. You're a daughter, right? He knows what you have need of before you ask. So that means before I ask, it was already done? Wait, you mean tell me my needs was met before I asked for it?
Come on.
It don't get no easier than that, y'all. See, we conform to this world. Be not conformed to this world, be you transformed. See, it's renewing your mind. See, it's renewing your mind. Looking at this, renews your mind. It's renewing your mind because you've been taught you got to go get it. Huh? You've been taught that you can't have it unless you go get it. But he knew what you had need of before you asked. But you've been taught ask, and then you'll get it. That's in chapter 7, ask and you receive. But asking and you receive don't come until you ask and write. And we're going to get over. I ain't going to have time to go over there. But chapter 7, he's on knocking. He said, ask and you receive. Yeah, ask and you receive. You receive what you're supposed to be asked for. Because God forbid that you're receiving the things that you shouldn't have. Give us a king. Y'all don't need a king. We want a king. Y'all don't need a king. If I give y'all a king, he gonna take your children and run them rampant. He gonna use your sons for wars, for his wars. He gonna use your daughters for handmaids and whatever else. He's gonna tear it down. You don't need a king. Yeah, God, we heard you. But I think we living down here, so we know how it's really supposed to go. We want a king. God said, cool. Next chapter, we go find Saul. And God take the oil and pour on him. On this king that y'all wanted. I'm going to anoint. Here, this is the king y'all wanted. Here you go. I'm going to pour oil on this king y'all choose. Y'all, the king that y'all want, I'm going to pour oil on the king that should never been chosen. You force my hand. All these prayers, getting stuff we ain't got no business getting. We messing up stuff. Y'all, we messing up stuff. We messing up sequence. We're messing up things that's supposed to happen. Sometimes my prayer, what I can ask for is messing it up for my brother. How can I love my neighbor as I love myself if I ain't loving myself right? I ain't loved the Lord my God with all my heart. I ain't going inside yet. I don't even know that he know what I have need of before I ask him. Did you know that? Did we skim across that? He knows what you need when you ask him. Y'all prayer gonna be different in the morning. Listen, hopefully. So, all right, verse 8. Now verse 9, he told me the other day, he woke up and he said, now the reason we do verse 9 is because of verse 8. See, because my Father already knows what I have need of before I pray, then my prayer changes.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
You get it? Like the things that I'm saying when I'm praying, it changes now, Brother Fred, it changes. So now we get to verse 9, and you know it, what we call it. The Our Father prayer. I want to say it's the will of God prayer. Listen to what I'm trying to say. We're going to call it the will of God prayer. You ready? He said after, before, he knew before. He knew before. Before you asked him, he knew what you needed, right? There's another before. He says, before you was forming the belly, I knew you. Out here trying to find yourself. Can't find yourself nowhere but Jesus. Before you was formed in the belly, before your mom and them got together, I knew you. And before I ordained you. And before I sanctified you, ordained your prophet to the nation. Oh my God, before. Everybody say before. Come on, say it again, before. See, it's an order. Then he's going to say, verse 9, he says, after this manner. What's your manners? Mind your manners. You need to change the manner, change the way you're doing things. After this manner, so like this, like this. Therefore, in other words, from now on, like this, and therefore, like from here on out, pray you. Oh, shoot, pray you? Am I praying me? Oh, y'all hear that? I'm praying me. Like I'm praying to reel me out. Y'all got to hear me. Our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come on, thy kingdom. And what he says? Well, in earth. Say in me, as it is in heaven. Now the prayer, we can finish praying it because we got to think about daily bread because you're hungry. And you got to think about trespassing and all that because you just worried. You think it's too good to be true. But the prayer was over when he asked for his will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What else you going to do? What else you need? That's it. So I need you to pray like this. Sequence. Everybody say sequence. Everybody say order. So the order is your Father already knows what you have need of before you pray. So, because before you prayed, he knew after this manner pray you.
Yeah.
You get it? We've been praying all them prayers. And this is the one that connects with God already knowing what you need. How easy is it? Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And the word coming in the Bible in the old Hebrew means for it to appear. For it to stand up and open to appear. Thy kingdom appear. And thy will be done. Finished. In earth. As it means same time, same way. Same time in heaven. And the same way as in heaven. In me, right now.
That's good, sir.
But a sequence. It's an order. See, I'm going to say it again. We've been praying out of order. We've been asking for stuff and not considering what's his will. We've been praying for what we believe. Sometimes you're praying for your brother and your sister wrong. When last time you prayed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done for your brother and your sister? No, you started calling down rain. And calling down fire and calling down glory. What if it ain't the glory that's going to do it, but it's the rain that's going to do it over here? How do you know which one is going to be? But your heavenly Father knows. Your Father knows what y'all got need of before you pray. So I'm going to make sure that I ain't making a mistake in my prayer. Our Father, Lord, heaven, hallowed be thy name. I'll be your name. Your character holy. Not mine, yours. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I ain't looking for nobody else's will, Brother Glenn. Nobody else's will. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will. Thy kingdom. We're talking about thy kingdom. The word kingdom also means kingdom. That means your kinship. That means you kin to God. Say, I'm kin to God. Come on, say it again. Say, I'm kin to God. Come on, say, God is really my Father. Tell your neighbor, say, God really my Father. God is really my Father. So because God is really my Father, your Father knows. That's why he says, he didn't say God knows what you need. He says your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
Amen.
If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much your heavenly Father? Y'all done heard that before, huh? If a son asks a father for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if he asks for bread, will he give him a rock? He already know. So calm down. Calm down. Pat your neighbor real quick. Tell him, calm down. Calm down. Hey, calm down. Calm your little prayers down. Come on. Tap at him. Use your hand. Calm your little prayers down. Stop. Calm your little prayers down. Calm down. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I ain't asking for bread for tomorrow. Whatever bread for the day, that's the bread I want. I'm not looking for no bread for them. It was this day our daily bread. You realize that you just tapped into unlimited abundance? The kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Who's the kingdom? Thine is the kingdom. And the power and the glory. Who is for you? Yours is the kingdom. Yours the way. Yours the kinship. Yours the way of doing it. Then yours is the power and the glory forever. Amen. Goes on to talk about when you fast and stop doing this and try to make people think you spiritual. You deep. You keeping yourself from being open by trying to look open. You're being, I've been in church all my life. I've seen a lot of people, some of the people that try to be the deepest are the most shallow. Y'all know it's truth. Come on. It's like. Y'all know y'all be looking. Something ain't working right here. Cause you're trying to be deep. You say trying to be big when little got you. You're trying to be deep in the shallow, just drowning you. When you pray like those other people, what you're saying to the Father is you don't believe He know what you need. That's the message that you're giving. He said, don't be like them people that don't believe that I know what's best. Because when you start praying your will, you're saying, God, I know what's best. God, I got it, but bless what I got. And then Jesus started, let me see, we're going to jump down to verse 25. I got a little time, 25. And there's so much. I ain't skipping because I'm skipping because of time. Context, you need to go just read it. I believe in context. Verse 25, he says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. How? Take no thought for your life, what you should eat or what you should drink. Now this should be much easier. See, sometimes you went to this scripture and you couldn't figure out how to do it. He showed you how to do it in 8 and 9. I'm going to show you how not to take thought for your life. Understand that before you ask, your Father knows what you have need of.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
If you understand it, say amen.
Amen.
Come on, all on Zoom. I can't hear you, but I can hear you. Say amen. Use your mouth. Let me read your lips. Amen. Amen. I see. Okay. I see. Amen. Okay. So listen. So you understand that before you ask, your Father knows what you have need of.
Right.
You don't know. You think you know, but you have no idea. So I'm going to pray after this manner. You get it? I'm going to pray after this manner. This is how I'm going to pray. You get it? And now that helps me to not take no thought for my life. Or what I'm going to eat or what I'm going to drink, because I'm already praying the will of God. I know His will ain't for me to die. I know His will ain't for me to suffer. I know His will is not for me to be in poverty. I know His will is not for me to not have enough. I know that's not God's will, because that's not who He is. So if I know that's not His will, then when I pray His will, it take care of all that. So don't take no thought for your life. What you should eat. This is what the system tell you to do. They talking that noise right now. And trying to get you to clench on to what you have. What you have ain't enough. Give, and it shall be given unto you. good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. How? God can get anything from anywhere through anybody anytime to you. Money cometh to me now. And I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. Come on, say it. The money just keep on coming. The money just keep on coming. I ain't got to take no thought for my life. I'm not listening to them. Got me out here worried about my life. I ain't make my life. Come on, you ever thought about that? You didn't make your life. You act like you did something to get here. You acting like you woke yourself up this morning. Yeah, you thought, how long woke me up? It's your ears, though.
Hallelujah.
You forget. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. When you do this in remembrance of me. Y'all better remember who we talking about. See, what has happened is we've allowed the system to let us see God in our image. And so we function like he limited. We act like he limited, so we pray these limited prayers. What if your prayers are limited prayers? What if what you're praying for, he's already know, and he's trying to do more than what you're praying for, but you're praying based on the limitation you got in your mind? You're praying based on what you can see. I'm trying to show you how to be like Jesus. I'm trying to show how to be like Jesus. Take no thought. Sit down. Take no thought. Take no thought. What you gonna eat? What you gonna drink? God, dog. That's everything. That's everything for my life. What I'm gonna eat and what I'm gonna drink for my body. What I'm gonna put on. It's not life more than meat and body more than raiment. Behold, the fowls are there, for they sow not. Neither do they reap. At least we can sow and reap. Come on, say, I can sow and I can reap. Come on, say, I sow and I reap. He say, look at them. They don't even sow and they reap. They don't even sow, neither do they reap. Nor gather in the barns. I know y'all got savings account gathered in the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than them? Verse 27, he starts talking in noise. So Jesus starts talking in noise, trying to put you in your place. He starts talking in noise. Yeah. Jesus. Y'all better recognize how Jesus be talking. Y'all don't be hearing his voice. Y'all gotta put yourself in the story. Put yourself in the story and realize how he talking to somebody right now. Y'all know, my mama used to be fussing at us and then answer the phone a different way. Boy, I tell you, if you don't do the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hello? Okay. Hold on. But you understand when mama changed tone. Our daddy changed tone. You understood, okay, he not playing right now. I'm just going to keep still and close my eyes, and maybe he not going to slap me right now, right? Because you understand the tone. You got to hear the tone. Everybody say, hear the tone. So you can't just be reading the scriptures. You got to hear the tone. That's why he said, come to me. You got to come to me and hear the tone. So he's talking the tone. He take no thought. Now, he's about to say this part. Because when he tell you take no thought for your life, the first thing your mind says, how? What you mean take no thought for my life? I got to go to work tomorrow. It's the only way I'm going to live. Right? Oh, I got to do it this way. Then you start talking noise. Which one of y'all about taking thought and add one cubit to your stature? I'll wait. You ready for this? I can hear you. Yes. He's trying to get you to realize your limitation so he can show you your unlimitedness. He's trying to get you to realize your finite limitations so you can be open to his unlimitedness. You get it? See, the key to all power, Jesus starts talking and he says, listen, he says, it's the Father that do the work. I, of my own self, can do nothing. This is Jesus talking now. This is the Son of God. This is the Word in the flesh. I, of my own self, can do nothing. He says, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I am only Doing the will of the Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I'm only doing the will of the Father. I seek not mine own.
Yes, sir. Right.
No, Jesus said that. Y'all know that? Jesus said, he said, I seek not mine own.
That's right.
I don't seek mine. What I want, I don't. See, the problem, we've been taught we can have what you want. You can be what you want when you grow up. No, you can't. This is why we got all identity crisis. Because everybody can get what they want. The church said it. You can have what you want in Jesus' name. No, you can't. Jesus said anything you ask in my name, in my character. Which one of y'all, by taking dark, can add one cubit to your stature? I got to get here. And why I take you, verse 20, why I take you thought for raiment? Consider lilies of the field, how they grow, and they tall now, they ain't got no job. Neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, I told all the fashion heads, all the ones that think they fashionable, you think you're dressing good. And I said, that not even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. God didn't dress nature better than all of us. Oh, that hurts. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, that's the one that you're better than, right? Which is today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Oh, ye. Now, verse 32 is the same verse as verse 8. You know, same verse, same scripture. See, what Jesus did, he took it on both sides. He took the hypocrites, the scribes and the Pharisees, the holy people. Then he took the Gentiles, the one that said they don't even think holy. He talked about them in 32, but he's covering all sides, so you have no excuses.
All right.
Verse 32, for all these things do the Gentiles see. The Gentiles weren't in the family. You get it? Like at that time, they represent the one. He's not their father. They looking for that. There you go again. Read it from the 4. Ready, go. Ready, read. Sound like for your father knoweth what you had need of before. You had the same scripture, ain't it? He said, I'm trying to remind you again, for your heavenly father knows that you have need of all these things. Everybody say all these things. Say it again. Say all these things. All them things you're praying for. All these things. All these prayers. You got all these believing. You got a little thing you've written. All these things on your vision board. All these things. You got a little stuff hidden in your pocket and you're trying to put it, wrote it down a little piece of paper. All these things. For your heavenly father knowing that you need of all
these.
Verse 33, sequence, 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 order. This scripture is order.
Yes, sir.
Read it, ready, read. When did it say? I can't hear y'all, when? When was you supposed to seek what? When? In what order are you supposed to seek? So before you start praying. And the kingdom of God is that our Father Lord in heaven. How be thy name? Thy
kingdom.
Okay. Okay. Simple, ain't it? Huh. Simple, ain't it? Huh. Simple, ain't it?
Yes.
Yeah. But seek ye first.
Good.
The kingdom. Some say the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. I'll take that. But it gets a little deeper. It's actually the kinship. I said it before. I'll say it again. It's the kingdom of God. When you look at the word kingdom, it comes from the word kingdom. That means it's royalty. That means the king was the next one in line in the royal line to be the leader of the people. Listen to what I'm trying to say. It's the king. It's the kingdom of God. That means the kingdom of God is in you. You are the kingdom of God. You got the DNA. Well, what does that mean? That means the character of God is on the inside of you. Well, what's this other stuff? This other stuff is the stuff that I need to let go to the side. I don't need to be like them no more. Why am I doing what I'm doing anyway? Who taught me how to do it that way? Don't be like them. But seek ye first kingdom of God and Not yours.
His.
His. Yes, righteousness. And what were we saying a while ago? Oh, the thing. What's going to happen with all these things, lad? What's going to happen with all these things? What's going to happen with them? Oh, no, I'm going to go get them.
No.
I'm going to go work for them.
Yes.
I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to confess it and believe it. I'm going to name it and claim it. Righteousness, all these things you're going to name and claim to be added to you. Nope. But seek order. Everybody say order.
Order.
Come on, say it again. Say order.
Order.
Come on, say it one more time. Say order.
Order.
But seek you first. That's the kingdom of God.
Right.
And his righteousness and all these
things
will be added.
Yeah.
Take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow gonna be what it's gonna be. But it don't matter what tomorrow like. Because Jesus Christ is the same when.
Yes,
I can't hear y'all. Jesus Christ is the same when?
Yes,
so if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then I need to be like Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. How do I stay the same yesterday, today, and forever? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I'm not looking for my will. I don't need you to pat me on my back. I don't have a plan that God ain't got. And the same abundance that's here yesterday is the same abundance that'll be here today. And the same abundance that'll be here today is the same abundance that will be here tomorrow, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, today, and amen.